This is episode number 2255 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, July 21st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Heather Rae Young-Almusa.
Oh, yeah.
She is singing husband Tarek's praises, or Tarek, depending on who you ask, after he stepped in to help end a scary altercation on a recent flight.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Wait a minute. Were they wearing masks? That's what I want to know.
Heather relayed the
story.
Did
they have duct tape?
Ooh. Zip ties, duct tape?
Zip ties and duct tape.
So Heather relayed the story on her Instagram, claiming that a man went crazy on their flight.
Man.
And verbally attacked and physically got in flight attendants and pilots' faces.
Pilots, too. Where was the air marshal?
That's true.
You know, although the flight attendants, they can hold their own.
I wouldn't cross one.
They are trained. They are trained in self-defense. They're trained and they wield a mean roll of duct tape.
And
I'm telling you.
If they have anything in front of them, but they can like do like a push cart thing, like, oh.
Oh, like on the Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
That was the best part of that whole movie.
I mean, that's where their talent really lies. You know?
Billy Idol. Plane. That was awesome.
That's one of the best scenes.
Oh, so good. It's so good. So good.
So good. So good.
So anyway, uh-huh. Heather Rae and Tarek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Back to them.
Back to them. So Tarek got in somebody's face.
I guess the pilots came out of the cockpit?
I don't know.
All right. Throughout the day, the couple kept fans updated on the horrific travel day. Horrific.
Horrific.
Via their respective Instagram stories.
Well, that's where you do it.
So Tarek shared the day's events, which included multiple flight delays, gate changes, canceled flights.
Oh, that's got to suck.
And
where are they going?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. But, you know, there's all that, but I wanted more details about what happened. What did you do?
Hey, Tarek, what did you do? Did you punch his lights out like Mike Tyson? I doubt it, because they would have hauled his cookies to jail.
I mean, whatever about the flight delays and stuff like that. What did the guy do?
Yeah, did anybody get any footage?
Who tackled him?
Did anybody put a TikTok up of Tarek getting in his face and tell him to sit the hell down?
And also, Heather announced last week that she and Tarek are expecting their first child together.
Congratulations, you guys. Doggone it. You got a long ways to go to catch up with the ex.
How so?
Well, she had one.
Yeah.
She's got extra husbands. Then.
Well, I'm hoping that neither one of them think, you know what? I've been married to you long enough. I need to keep moving on.
I got more divorces in my life.
Yeah, to do.
I don't know about those two.
Really?
Yeah. Christina and Tarek. I'm not talking about Heather Rae. Could care less about Heather Rae. Could care less about this Josh guy.
Uh-huh.
It's the flip or flop guys that are just like, I just don't know about those guys. They're just strange.
The yacht owners, you mean?
I think success got to them.
Oh,
I do think
absolutely.
Success got to them. But,
oh, I think so.
I'm just saying.
And now Tarek, he tries to stay all... You know, once he got with Heather Rae, his whole tempo on his talking, he like started talking like this.
Yeah, he's got to keep up with her.
On his posts on Facebook, everything has an exclamation point.
Yeah.
Every sentence has an exclamation point.
Oh, my.
Hey, well, you know what?
They got a new show coming out someday.
I wish all of you happiness.
Yeah, there you go.
Sunshine and rainbows. Yeah. Well, your girl, Shania Twain.
I love her.
Well, she has a documentary headed to Netflix called Not Just a Girl.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yep, I'll probably have to see it too.
Oh, no, it's gonna be great.
It probably will.
It's gonna be fantastic.
It'll cover her career from her beginnings.
Yeah?
Which was very... She had a story.
She does have a story. Yeah.
To making it big internationally.
She's adopted. You don't need to see the documentary. I'll tell you the story right now. She's adopted. She was raised by Native Americans. She's Canadian. And she took the last name of her adoptive dad, Twain. Twain. Shania is not her real name. Her real name's Eileen.
Yes.
Shania is a native name.
Yes.
Means something important.
Look at you.
Look at me. I know Shania Twain.
If we had more time, you could tell us the whole story.
Before it was Halle Berry, it was Shania Twain for me, okay? I'm just Gonna put that out there. By the way, they're both the same age.
Are they?
Yes.
Like, and you know, 56. you wouldn't kick Shania out of bed.
I wouldn't. No.
No. I remember you.
You make me sound like such a perv.
You got a hold of me one day and you said,
"Stop it.
You've got to see this. This is."
I know. I told you the first time I saw a video of her on MTV.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Good Lord, this morning you can't talk. Stuff your face with some more junk food, okay? That's an order. Damn it.
You were over the moon about her. Anyway, all right, so the documentary, Back to Shania's thing. The documentary dives
Netflix.
Deep into the trials and tribulations that she experienced throughout her legendary career.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She was before her time.
She was, but there's a time before she was herself.
Yeah.
She released an album that had no traction, and then somebody hooked her up with Mutt Lange.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history, which I'm sure there's quite a bit of story about Mutt and her as well.
Oh, yeah. Because it appears that no topic is off the table, including Shania's ex-husband, Robert Mutt Lange, who is not the most attractive person in the world.
Yeah, but he's a musical genius.
Oh, yeah.
He's the genius behind Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard. Come on now. That's a classic. That's just a classic.
It's a classic. It covers the alleged affair with her best friend.
Alleged. They had an affair.
There was no alleged.
They got married. Yeah.
This is back in 2008. And her and Mutt have been married for 14 years. They collaborated.
It was her best friend, right?
Yeah. They were neighbors.
They were neighbors. And so she got the ultimate revenge. She ended up marrying her best friend's ex.
They did a spousal swap.
They did a spousal swap without swapping spouses at first. There was probably no swapping involved. Anyway, what's your documentary on? I gotta see it. She's going back to Vegas too. She needs money. She's doing a residency.
This has been the works for quite a while. And so according to a tweet from Netflix, it'll come out on the 26th.
Of this month? Uh-huh. Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. I'm busy. Uh-huh. I'm busy for a couple hours. Yeah. Love it. Apologies to Halle Berry because, you know, Halle.
Well, Halle, we were talking about Shania. So
more Who Cares Tomorrow.
Back seat.
Yeah. Nobody puts Halle in the corner. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.